Okay. We have, I think, only one regular item before we get back to the two that were pulled to regular agenda. And that would be 662, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Approve findings and authorize exemptions to the competitive bidding requirements, waive performance and payment bonds, authorize execution of an amended and restated agreement with Verde, and authorize Portland Parks and Recreation funding for the Thomas Cully Park project.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Harrells. We're here to take another important step to create a new park in the Cully neighborhood known as Thomas Cully Park. The Thomas Cully Park property has come a long way from its previous use as a gravel mine and construction landfill. In 2008, Portland Parks and Recreation worked with the community and created a master plan for the property to guide future developments, and ultimately this plan was approved by City Council. Unfortunately, the master plan could not be implemented at that time due to the insufficient parks resources over the course of the recession. Parks was approached in 2011 by Verde in coordination with the Let Us Build Cully Park Coalition, a coalition of more than 17 community-based organizations to partner with the development of the park. And Commissioner Nick Fish approved the going forward with this model. Verde has successfully raised over $3,800,000, including cash and in-kind donations, to implement phase one of the master plan. The total estimate for the project is $6,700,000. So it's amazing that our community partner has raised such over half the funds. This unique project structure reflects a strong community and a city commitment to see this park developed. Although through the fundraising efforts of Verde, the elements of the master plan are already being realized, including the completed community garden. This ordinance will award a sole source contract to Verde for completion of the phase one development. Through the approval of the ordinance, Portland Parks and Recreation will also contribute $1.25 million of Portland Parks System Development Charge funds to the project to show our dedication to the partnership. The findings exemption includes a sole source contract with Verde as appropriate because no other contractor has raised $3.8 million to help us with it. We look forward to continuing our partnership with Verde, and Todd Lofgren is here to answer any questions.
Commissioner, are you sure that no other
I've been scrubbing the parks budget. I am absolutely positive that nobody else has done $3.8 million.
Good morning, Todd and Alan.
Morning.
Welcome.
I'm just here to answer any questions you might have about the project, and also Alan Hippolito is here from Verde. So,
great, Alan, you've been a busy man. This is pretty impressive.
Well, thank you very much. It's certainly a lot of cooks in the soup from the city, from the state, from the region, a lot of different funders from private foundations to Metro to hopefully the state putting money into this project. So there's certainly a lot of hands pulling the rope.
Questions for either of this, obviously. Busy team. That's great. Great. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And is there anyone else that wants to testify on this item?
No one else signed up.
Okay. If not, then roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Well, this is very exciting. Good, solid step progress, and thanks to Verde and Portland Parks and Recreation and Commissioner Fritz for making this happen. Aye.
Novick.
Likewise. Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks to Alan Ippolito for your leadership and your coordination of so many community groups. This is going to be a park that not only everybody will say, this is my park, but they will feel, without me, this would not have gotten done. So I very much appreciate that, and particularly the inclusion of many different cultural organizations to share in the joy of building this park. Aye.
Yeah, this one really is a winner. It's really exciting, and I think we're all looking forward to it very much. Thank you for good work. Aye.